You're listening to Public Radio 90 WNMUFM Marquette, also streaming online WNMUFM.org. I'm Kurt Hosworth, and I'm on the phone with the Director of Gallery and Regional Projects, Pascua Warsler, from the Boniface Arts Center in Escanaba. Good morning, Pascua. How are you this morning?
I'm really great this morning. I was out picking rhubarb with the dew glistening, and so it was a great start to the day.
All right. Yeah, I've seen people posting pictures of raspberries and other things, so the time to pick some things outside and enjoy the weather is really upon us.
Yeah.
And with that, there's a lot of things that are happening at the Boniface regarding community and especially art. Can you give us a little preview of what folks can expect to maybe want to put on their calendar this time of the year?
Yeah, I'd be glad to. Like you said, it's the season, and for the summer, the Boniface Arts Center has a lot of opportunities for the community to enjoy the arts. Between the gallery exhibits and some of our events, grab those calendars now and mark some dates off. We're going to be starting our Music Mondays here in Ludington Park. It's open to the public. It's free concerts every Monday night starting June 25th. So we're going to have Sit Down Francis. They were a big hit here before. So come on down with the help of the Escanaba City and Michigan Council for the Arts and Cultural Affairs. We are bringing you Music Mondays. Those start, let me look for the time here. 7 to 9,
okay.
All summer long, starting June 25th.
All right, and then are those every Monday then for the duration of the summer?
Yes, through August 6th.
Okay, great.
Yep.
All righty. So
it's a good time. Bring the kids. There's, it's great music. It's fun and dancing if you want. If it moves you. And so we want to be outside with our community this summer. We also have Waterfront Arts Festival, which is kind of a save the date, the first Saturday of August. But this is really more a little nudge to our artists. We have just a little more time to register to show your work at Waterfront Art Festival.
Mm-hmm.
We have over 3,000 visitors walking through. We have vendors. We have lots of events going on that day, live entertainment. So to all the artists out there, you can find out more information about being a Waterfront artist. You can go to the website. That would be bonifacearts.org.
All right. So there's going to be opportunities for art on the water, and, folks are going to be outside anyways during the summer. So why not take in some music and take in some art and maybe consider purchasing some of that art, right? That'll be benefiting the artists, too. And
sure.
Yeah.
And you get your Christmas shopping done early. It's a win-win-win. And we're also going to encourage the folks here in Gladstone, Escanaba, and those visitors, when you come in this summer, take a careful look at the Van Cleve Park in Gladstone, Michigan. They are going to be the new hosting site for our program called Park Art.
Oh,
and
nice.
Yeah, it's really a great program that we initiated last year with the help of the Michigan Education Association, and they're helping us again this year. We're taking some of our favorite pieces from the Youth in Art exhibit, which happens every year in March, and we've selected half a dozen of those pieces to be printed off and installed at the Van Cleve Park. So now, this summer, at both Ludington Park, Escanaba, and Van Cleve Park, Gladstone, you'll see some of the youth and art exhibits. And it's wonderful artwork by kids who are just so genuine and so joyful and so hopeful about their artwork. So it's a nice sight, so check it out.
Yeah, and that's great to see that kids now also have more than a few opportunities to really express their art and show that off to people and say, I have a voice and things that I need to say, too. So that's very cool.
It is. And then they become kind of that's a public art piece. That's there all year long from year to year. And it is they really become a special part of their community in that sense.
Absolutely. Well, and with art too, I mean, there's a lot of opportunities for art, and we had mentioned saving the date. Now, there's another big art event happening pretty soon that folks are going to want to put on their calendar for a registration date coming up. Can you tell us a little bit about that?
That's right. Thank you for the nudge. That is to artists throughout the UP. This is your year. This is an amazing opportunity to join Art Prize. We have leaders in the tourism industry. We have our legislators. We have an advisory council from the governor, all endorsing the hard work we're doing in trying to rally those UP artists and to submit their work to Art Prize. Art Prize, for those who might not be familiar, is an international arts competition. It is the largest arts competition in the world, and we have artists from all over the world, thousands of artists in Grand Rapids competing for, you know, visibility and contact and huge prizes. But what we want to do is we want to get our UP artists down there to help represent the UP as a distinct arts and culture district. So we're going to help them do that because they help us and we help them. So we want them to all go to artprize.org and look at registering for this year's Art Prize competition. The Boniface Art Center, working with Mackinac Arts Council, and as I said, leaders in the tourist industry and Michigan Council for the Arts and Cultural Affair will help in getting your work to Art Prize, including it in a preview exhibit. It's a special preview for all of the Art Prize artwork from the UP to go to Mackinac Island for 2 weeks before the actual Art Prize opens up in Grand Rapids. So this is the year your art can be transported for you, not only to Art Prize in Grand Rapids, but to a preview exhibit on Mackinac Island. Mm-hmm. And we have volunteers that are lining up so that we can transport the work down there and install the work and get it back up to the UP. So this is a wonderful opportunity for artists to take advantage of a great exposure, and we encourage them to do that.
Right, and that's going to be, like you said, exposure on the island for a few weeks. I was thinking in my head the words soft opening, but to me, getting to have your art displayed on Mackinac Island for 2 weeks doesn't sound like a soft opening. It's kind of like, I get to go bring my art to Mackinac Island. That's amazing. So you get
it
to start with that.
And it is during their high season, mm-hmm. and there will be a Meet the Artist reception on Sunday, August 12th. So it is a perfect opportunity to get out there, network with people, show your work, meet more artists, and build the notion of the UP being a beautifully rich arts and culture district.
Absolutely. And also with Art Prize, I wanted to mention too that when you have your art brought down to Art Prize, it's not just put in a gallery or a museum. They put it all throughout the city, downtown Grand Rapids too. So I mean, the exposure is just even more so, I mean, when you get down there too. So you've been really striving to encourage folks to make sure they can increase that visibility of their work and increase the visibility of Upper Peninsula and Upper Michigan work as well. So this is pretty important for folks that are either local artists or, like you had mentioned previously, seniors from Northern Michigan University who have maybe just graduated and they have a senior project or something. You also mentioned Finlandia University. You're trying to encourage those students too.
Yes, yes. We are working with faculty at both of those universities, mm-hmm. to encourage the students. We do want to urge them to act now because the registration deadline for Art Prize is June 7th. Mm-hmm. So take a look at that artprize.org website. Call Boniface 906-786-3833 if you have questions. And we can help you get on that registration roster. We are working with the venue, the official UP venue in Grand Rapids, to make those selections and identify those UP artists, and we are working on that this week and next as well. So this is the time.
Yep, and Art Prize 10 takes place September 19th to October 7th, so yep. We want to mark that on the calendars as well. But yeah, more importantly, that registration for Art Prize does end June 7th, so like you said, visit bonifacearts.org and artprize.org to find out information about both the Boniface and Art Prize as well.
Yeah.
I've been speaking on the phone with Pascua Wurzler from the Boniface Arts Center. She's the Director of Gallery and Regional Projects this morning. Is there anything else that you'd like to add or add to the calendars as well?
Oh, I would like to encourage all the parents out there and grandparents, if you've got little ones home for the summer, we have a list of opportunities for you. We start off with Missoula Children's Theater. It's a tradition here at the Boniface Arts Center. And this year, it's Snow White and the Seven Dwarfs. So it's an adaptation of a classic fairy tale. Kids come in, they audition, and they go to boot camp, don't you know? And they
yeah.
are working it hard, and at the end of the week, they put on two performances. So this is for children 18 and under, and it is the week of June 11th. So that is our Missoula's Children's Theater, live children's theater at the Boniface. There's also a summer music camp in July, and it is for older children, grades 7 through 12. It's a wonderful opportunity for kids who are interested in music. It's really hands-on to try all kinds of music and styles of music. Vocalists are welcome. So join Lauren Watson at Summer Music Camp, grade 7th through 12th graders. We also have Summer Arts at the Boniface on Wednesdays in July. And those are Wednesday mornings. You can, again, it's kind of a studio hands-on opportunity, all kinds of media. They're going to make it and take it home. And we also encourage our youth to prepare for Waterfront, because that's also for our young artists. We have a young artist market. So if you are young and creative and exploring and have an entrepreneurial kind of bent, you can be making things and getting ready for young artist market.
Excellent. And I do want to mention, too, as you head to bonifacearts.org, if you go to their events page, you can also kind of hover over the calendar, and they'll give you a nice description of any of the things that Pascua has mentioned, like the Music Mondays or the Summer Music Camp, Summer Arts in the Boniface, things like that. It'll give you dates, times, a little blurb about what is happening there as well. So really easy to get that info and mark on your calendar there as well. So again, bonifacearts.org, you can find that info there as well.
Yeah. Yeah. And one last thing, if I had just a moment to invite the public to we have two receptions coming up.
Yeah.
We have our members gallery exhibit, and next Thursday, June 7th, we have a reception for meeting and greeting the artists, seeing what they've been up to. So it's the Boniface Members Show, and the reception is June 7th at 7 p.m. Please come join us and see some of your family and neighbors and, you know, other community members that are here showing their work. And we are also glad to welcome the 100-Day Project here in Escanaba. It is something that was initiated by one of your Marquette artists, Ann Russ. And she's been working with artists, inspiring artists for several years now. And this year she spent some time working with artists in the Delta County area. And they are going to have a gallery exhibit in our studio gallery. It is the 100-Day Project Gallery Exhibit with a reception on June 14th. So please do come, hear what inspires those artists, and see what they're all about.
Excellent. Well, it sounds like there's something for all ages, and also it's a way to advocate for the arts in the Upper Peninsula and represent all of the artistic and creative endeavors in the area. So thank you again for all the work that you're doing for us in the UP at the Boniface Arts Center. And again, it's Pascua Worsler from the Boniface, the Director of Gallery and Regional Projects. Thank you so much for joining me this morning.
Oh, thank you. It's been a pleasure. And enjoy this last day of May.
Yes, as we're finally into summer.
I know, I hate saying goodbye to May, but we're going to savor every moment. Thank you so much, Kurt.
Absolutely. Glad to do it.